Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time once again for a quarter-hour comedy. Here's a broadcast from December 3rd, 1958.
The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
He's Mommy's baby boy. Yes, he is. And look who's coming. See? Look out the window. That's your sister. Come on. Rap on the window pane. Come on. Say hi, Betsy.
Hello, dear. Wave at Betsy. Come on.
Hi.
Hello, dear. How was school? Don't slam.
What?
Nothing. Let it go. Did you see us waving at the window?
Yes, but I was running. Oh, I'm out of breath. Hi, Bobby. I thought it was going to be fun to have a brother, but he's so little, he's not much fun.
Oh, he will be. Get your coat off, dear. What have you got there?
My report card.
Report card? Oh, let me see it. How did you do?
I don't know. I'm hungry. Can I have a cookie?
Do you want to say that again?
May I have a cookie, please?
Yes, just one. Well, there aren't any grades on this, just checks.
I know. That's the way they mark them.
Effort and work habits. Unusually good satisfactory improvement needed. Good heavens, what is all this?
I don't know. The teacher just checks different things.
Academic achievement?
There's a letter there, too. The teacher said it explains.
Where? Oh, just a mimeograph letter. Oh, yes, it explains the marking system, I guess.
Isn't it fun, Mommy? My very first report card.
Yes, isn't it exciting? Except I don't understand it. Here, superior work is A, above average is B, average is C, below average is D, and unsatisfactory is E. Now, let's see, what did your teacher grade you on different things here? Reading, average. Average?
Is that good, Mommy?
Yeah. Go get your cookie if you want one, dear. Eat it now so it doesn't spoil your dinner, honey. Hello? Oh, yeah. Late tonight? Oh, all right. Well, we'll go ahead and eat then, dear. Look, don't be too late. There's something we better discuss. Well, I haven't had a chance to really go over it, but I can see at a glance that we are in for a terrible shock. Betsy's first report card. Well, dear, you know how exceptionally bright we've always thought she is. Well, she's just average, dear, in everything. I thought you were going to be late for dinner.
Well, I was, but I changed my mind. I canceled my appointment. Now then, what's all this about Betsy's report card? Let me see it. Have you got it? Where is it?
Oh, I am just
Where
sick,
is it?
Dear. Just
sick.
What
did you mean she's just average in everything?
The teacher has checked average on most of the things. Well, average is C. That's all. Just C.
Well, look, I cannot believe that Betsy's just a C student. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, here's the report card, and don't talk too loud now, for goodness sake.
Oh, where is she?
Well, she's up in her room, but I don't want her to hear us discussing it. Close the swinging door into the dining room.
Yeah, all right.
I've still got to fix a salad anyway.
What, this? This is a report card? This enormous folder?
Yes. Open it up, dear. The marks are inside.
There aren't any grades on this.
Well, they don't grade by numbers or letters as such anymore, apparently. Now, this up here at the top, these are not grades. These checks simply show how Betsy is doing. Now, this section is called Effort and Work Habits.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now, there's just three ways of marking on this type. Unusually good, satisfactory, or improvement needed. You see that up here?
Oh, yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. Well, now, let's see. Effort to do one's best. Unusually good. Well, that's not bad. What's the matter with that? The best she can get.
I know. Keep on going.
Self-control, satisfactory. What's self-control mean?
I don't know, unless it means she doesn't have temper tantrums in the classroom, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, why did Betsy just get satisfactory for that? I mean, why didn't she get unusually good for
I
that?
Don't know. She got five unusually goods. Effort to do one's best, promptness in completing work, neatness at desk and written work, and also unusually good in art and music.
Oh, well, I should think so. She certainly draws extremely well for 7 years old. I mean, don't you think?
Oh, well, seven and a half now. And she does sing well. I mean, I think she has a nice, sweet little voice, you know. Well, anyhow, she can carry a tune.
Carry a tune? She's got a darn good voice, that girl.
Well, she did get unusually good in that. But now, look here. She is only average, apparently, in self-control, attentiveness, and respect.
What does that mean?
I'm paying attention to the teacher, I suppose.
Oh, well, honey, you know how kids are. They can't be expected at this age to toe the mark all the time.
Are you being indulgent?
Well, no. Well, all right. I'll speak to Betsy about that. Go on.
Well, then she got only satisfactory in ability to get along with classmates, courtesy, and respect for property.
Look, I don't care for this kind of grading system at all. I don't get it.
I don't either. I want to know exactly how Betsy is doing, not approximately.
Yeah.
And anyhow, I cannot believe that any system of grading can be accurate that gives Betsy a C in arithmetic. Now, you know that Betsy is good in arithmetic.
Good? She's better than you are.
Now, look here. Look here. Arithmetic. Ability to solve...
You're listening to The Couple Next Door on When Radio Was. We'll be right back. And now, let's get back to The Couple Next Door on When Radio Was.
Now, you know that Betsy is good in arithmetic.
Good? She's better than you are.
Now, look here. Look here. Arithmetic. Ability to solve problems. C.
Well, how could...
C.
A
C?
C?
Yeah, C.
Well, she's...
C.
she's...
You see, these are the real marks down here. Now, this section is called academic achievement. Now they're graded, you see.
See, in arithmetic, well, that teacher doesn't know what she's doing,
see,
obviously.
Now, there are five classifications. Superior, that's A.
Wait a minute. How many superiors did Betsy get? Let me see here.
None? No. That's what I was upset about.
You mean to tell me that Betsy's not listed as superior in anything?
No. Well, don't throw the report card on the floor. Now, let's go over
go
it.
Go over? What's the sense? I mean, obviously, it doesn't mean a thing. That thing. It's certainly no true picture of Betsy's ability.
Well, it's the picture the teacher seems to have.
All right, who is the teacher? Huh? What kind of an education did the teacher have?
Well,
what kind
I
of marks
know.
Would the
I,
teacher
I don't
get?
Know. Now,
I'd like to mark her.
She looks as though she's just got out of school. She's very cute, and Betsy loves her.
Yeah, well, how cute she is beside the point. I'm probably the whole trouble. Certainly not very smart if she can't spot an exceptionally bright child like Betsy.
Well, now look at this. Now, you see what upset me. Betsy got 7 above average checks and 6 average check marks. Well, if above average is a B and average is merely a C, then if you average the above average with the average... Oh, I don't know why they don't mark with numbers like 87 or 93. Then you know where you are. Did you understand me?
Yeah, I guess so. If you average the B and C, you get either a C plus or a B minus.
That's right. That's what I think.
Well, I certainly think that Betsy is more than a C plus student.
Well, I do too. I do too. Or even a B minus.
Certainly. What does she get above average on? Huh?
Reading with understanding, reading with expression, spelling in assigned lessons, spelling in all written work, oral English and written English, and she's also above average in what they now call social studies.
What are they?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. It says here, quality of projects and written work.
Now, wait a minute. Did you say she only got above average in reading? In reading?
Yes.
Reading that the...
Yes, dear, now, if there is one thing that Betsy excels in, I think...
You it... think? You know. We know. I mean, let's face it. Betsy is certainly superior when it comes to reading.
Well, I have always thought so.
Well, of course.
I have, but apparently not. I mean, ever since I saw this report card and realized that the teacher does not feel Betsy is superior in anything...
Well,
I've been so mad, so shocked.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We are most certainly going to have a conference, not only with that teacher, but with the principal and the school board, if necessary.
Well, I don't know about that.
You and I know that Betsy is superior in reading.
Well, maybe she isn't, dear.
But...
maybe we just thought so. It's such a blow to find out that the school doesn't think so. I mean, it's horrible to say, but maybe our Betsy is just average.
What time is dinner?
Pretty soon.
Wait a minute. How did Betsy compare with her other little friend?
I don't know. I haven't called any other mothers. I was, well, sort of ashamed that Betsy didn't do better in reading.
Look, call up Myra and see how her kid did.
Well, I hate to call Myra. If Betsy didn't do any better than this, poor Janet must be way below average. You know, she's a very pretty child, but she is certainly, I mean, you know, not very bright.
We know that, but call Myra and see how Janet made out. Then call Eleanor and find out about
Mary Lou.
About Mary Lou.
Well, Mary Lou is bright. She probably did better than Betsy. I hate to give Eleanor the satisfaction.
Call up and find out about the other report cards, because by golly, if they're as misleading and deceptive as Betsy's, we are going to form a committee and take our protest to the school board.
Yes, Myra, uh-huh. Yes, well, I don't blame you, Myra. Yeah, well, that's exactly
Honey,
the,
come on, hang up. You've been on that phone for half an hour, for
Yes,
pizza.
I know, Myra. I'll call you back after dinner, Myra.
Hang up, huh?
All right, goodbye.
My gal, you know, for exactly one half hour you've been
You
chattering.
Wanted me to phone?
Well,
Myra is furious, too. Janet only got satisfactory in music instead of unusually good, and Myra thinks Janet has a marvelous singing voice.
Oh, does she?
Well, it's, you know, it's sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing unusual about it. And also, Janet got average in almost everything.
Janet got average? Uh-huh. You mean that they put that kid in the same classification as our Betsy?
Yes. And Myra's mad because she feels Janet should have gotten above average in spelling instead of average. Well, now, there's no point in calling Elner. Myra called her. And Elner is furious because she feels that Mary Lou should have gotten unusually good instead of satisfactory in ability to get along with classmates.
She got unusually good in that? Well, that Mary Lou's picking a fight with somebody all the time.
I know.
Getting along with
classmates. Well, anyhow, I guess if you want to form a committee to protest to the school board, you'll have plenty of people who want to join you. Myra tells me that everybody she has talked to is fit to be tied. It's really pretty funny. Oh, dear. Well, let's have dinner and forget about it, I guess. Betsy! Dinner!
Forget about it.
Come down.
Forget about it.
Well, of course, we are no different from other parents, dear. We all think our children are exceptionally bright, and we all make the mistake of expecting too much. Actually, when you come down to it, Betsy really did very well. B minus, which is about 90.
Yeah, oh, nothing wrong with that, I guess.
You know it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Be quiet now. Here she comes, and I don't want her to hear. You know that we've
honey,
been discussing.
Honey, Betsy, come here, darling. Look, I want you to read something. Find a book or a magazine, and here. Start reading this letter that came with your report card. I just want to hear you read. That's all, honey. All right, now go on.
Dear parents.
Yeah.
This year, the elementary schools are trying out a new form of report card. It is a slightly revised form of the card, which was tried out in several schools last year. This report is designed to give you a more complete and well-rounded picture of your child's development and achievement at school.
Okay, that's enough, sweetie. Now, did you hear that? Did you hear that,
yes,
Mommy?
I did.
You
yes,
can't
I did.
Tell me she's not superior in reading for a second grader.
Dear. Now, please.
Boy.
Betsy, go wash your hands, darling. Run along, darling. Go on, wash your hands, darling. Come on. Why in front of her must you say anything?
Look, I don't care what you say or the school says or the teacher says. I know that my child is superior.
Now, dear, all parents...
don't care. I know she is. In reading, at least.
Come on, darling. Dinner.
Well, I don't care what anybody... I know my child is exceptional. I just know it.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.
The Couple Next Door from December 3rd, 1958. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve. Well, after a decade in that role, he departed and was replaced by a sound-alike. Can you name that fella? I'll have the answer then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
It's now or never.
Revel in Decade of Hits, the 60s, a collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s. Brought to you by MusicRewind.com. Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest artists and groups from the 60s, such as Ray Charles, Connie Francis, Sam Cooke, The Four Seasons, The Drifters, The Ventures, and so many more.
Please don't ever make her blue.
There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Order Decade of Hits, the 60s, now at MusicRewind.com or call 800 800- 206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS77. Why Breaking Up is Hard to Do with Neil Sedaka, or What's Beyond the Sea with Bobby Darin by going to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Remember, promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. Decade of Hits, the 60s, can be yours today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced a thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the great Gildersleeve, originally played by Harold Perry. But after he departed the series in 1950, his sound alike Willard Waterman was hired to replace him. I'm Greg Bell, and we've come to the end of another show, but hey, visit us at our website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.